It's the final day of voting, but already Russia's presence is overwhelming here. For anyone doubting the outcome of the referendum, the writing is on the wall and on the lips of the organizers.
We invite you to the referendum on joining the Russian Federation. Please come in for voting. Happy holiday to you.
The mood was upbeat at this polling station. For the pro-Russian leaders here in eastern Ukraine, this day was meant to be.
A historic event. I'm voting in favor of joining the Russian Federation. I'm giving my vote for a happy, bright future for us as part of the Russian Federation, for a happy and bright future for our children, our grandchildren, our descendants. I'll show you, too.
The referendum means a large chunk of Ukraine will become Russia, at least in the Kremlin's eyes.
Of course, today, amid the special military operation and referendums in the Donbas, saving people in all territories where the referendum is held is at top of the mind and in the center of the attention for our entire society and our country. This is natural because it's connected with dramatic events.
In preparation for those dramatic events, Russia is sending an additional 300,000 reservists to the front line.
Guys, how do you feel?
Wonderful.
Do you believe in victory?
Of course. It can't be any other way.
Everything will be fine. Everything is okay.
How's the mood?
We are in the mood for fighting.
But not everyone is happy. This mother argues with a Russian official in Nalchik, a city near the border with Georgia.
I will speak out. I am right. We are the occupiers. Ukraine has not been part of the USSR for a long time.
But the Russian government remains determined. This is Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu visiting a training camp for recently mobilized troops. And it's these men that President Putin is now relying on to win his war. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera, Moscow.